Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Good to have you here. It's time for a little bit of a detox. It's kind of like cleaning out. It's one of those cleansing things you get at those new age doctors. That's what my next guest brings. Ron Rademacher from Michigan Back Roads. He's an author, a storyteller, an explorer, possibly an icon. In fact, he's a guy who's demanding a recount in People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. He thinks he got the short end of that deal. Everybody, look, it's Ron Rademacher. Welcome back to the program.
We are waiting on that recount.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I've seen you. I'm looking at that going, this makes Blake who? I said Blake. Who's Blake Shelton? This is Ron Rademacher right here.
Yeah, obviously, you know, they got their wires crossed there somewhere. And this icon thing, you know, I heard from my buddy Long Hall Vanderbilt. He's the one that told me about this icon thing. And I'm not really sure if I am one, but he told me that if I can get that as part of my LinkedIn profile, it could help me if I find myself in a tight spot to be known as an icon. So,
all right, well, there you go.
I'll probably end up in a tight spot before the day is out. So,
no question. Knowing your behavior, the good news is you cannot be fired by NBC. Let's see here. See, I'm going to get them all in today. Is that too
soon?
Get
them all in there, man.
Is that too soon to make NBC jokes? No, of course not. Let's see here. Where do you want to start? How about Wings Over Kalamazoo?
Wings Over Kalamazoo, baby. I will be there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. This is one of the largest gift shows in the state. It is Christmas time, and there will be about 400 artists, artisans, very talented people. They're even letting guys like me in.
Well, that sounds like 400.
I'll be there, you know, doing the book signing. I hope listeners who are in the Kalamazoo area will come on over and say hello, give me some ideas. Be glad to meet everybody. It's a great time. I am between the guy who does the gourmet jerky and the guy who does the gourmet salts and peppers. So I've got a perfect spot.
Well, there you go. You'll be the turkey pepper salsa. You're going to be doing the salsa.
I'll be doing the salsa in booth 710. There's my plug for the show.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Kalamazoo is a great town anyway, and 400 artisans. And I like that sort of thing anyway, because I love going to art shows where there's really talented people. Because first of all, I'm always in awe at what they can do. And secondly, if I can find a deal, I'm a buyer when I go to these things. Ivy and I both are. We're buyers. We're going, God, we would just love that piece, that picture, that whatever it might be, right?
Well, you guys would have a great time at this one. It goes 3 days, and I mean, thousands of people come to it. It's just really a great, great time.
All right. So it is the holidays, of course. We survived Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a big doings up in Escanaba and Harrisville, Christmas in the Village events that are all up north. Now, this sounds like fun to me.
Well, you know, almost all the towns have something going on at Christmas. The Christmas in the Village event, Escanaba is pretty unusual the way they do it. They have a pasty drop some years. This year they're having fireworks over the Bay de Nac. The whole downtown stays open all night. Great, great time. And then the one in Harrisville, if you want to step back in time, theirs is all quilting and knitting and hot chocolate and caroling. You know, it's just it's the whole village takes part in the thing. So if you're looking for something to do just for the weekend to get started on Christmas, and you're not near Kalamazoo, go to one of these up north.
So Harrisville is a lot like It's a Wonderful Life.
Excellent, very, very good. That's exactly what it's like, and it's a small town. So the people who live there, they all know who everybody is, and if you go to town, they'll treat you just like you've been there all your life. Great people.
Well, that sounds like a very an educational thing for the kids and grandkids too. If you don't know what life was like in the 1920s, let's go to Harrisville for the weekend. All right. So let's see here. Going down my list of Ron has been here and he didn't get lost, or maybe he did. Cool Christmas parades. What do you got for me?
Well, we've got, I want to do that every week if we can, because there's Christmas parades all over the state. And one of the best ones, if you've never been to it, is in Manistee. And they have I think I sent you a picture of this. They have a Victorian sleigh bell weekend. But one of the events that takes place is at the top of the hill that goes all the way down to the water. It's about six, seven, eight blocks. They'll have a gigantic sled there with two huge 50-foot-plus Christmas trees on it, completely decorated. And the big event of the parade is these huge Percherons will horse draw that sleigh all the way down Main Street through town. They take all the wires down. They go all the way down through town, down to the waterfront, and they light it up down there. And you just can't believe how majestic a scene it is. They do it right after dark, so everybody's full of hot chocolate. There's thousands of people there. I mean, they're roasting chestnuts, the whole thing.
No, it says,
one of the best, one of the very best Christmas parades in the state is the one in Manistee.
What's the perch you're on?
It's a great big horse like a Clydesdale.
Okay.
Gigantic horse like a Clydesdale. They're just huge animals.
A mystical, mythical Percheron.
Exactly. Not one of those unicorns.
No. I got you. I just want to make sure I understood. You know, I just want to make sure I'm on the right page here, Ron. I see. I'm looking. Oh, yep. It's the right page. There it is.
It's the right page.
Now the next thing here. Looking at the list of curious things to do. It's the Great American Pillow Fight here, Ron. It says so right here. I'm right here on my piece of paper. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Great American Pillow Fight happens once a year, not always on the same weekend. This particular year is going to be on December 3rd. So, you know, sleep deprivation is a problem all over the country. So if you need to get a nap, tune in on television to the Great American Pillow Fight. This year it's the New York Giants versus the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
And this football game doesn't put you to sleep. I mean, these two teams are so bad that it will be nothing but a pillow fight. And I'm Raider Nation from the beginning. I mean, I was a Raider fan back when commitment to excellence was the thing, and John Madden was the coach. He was striding up and down the sidelines, so it looked like a slob, like an unmade bed.
But yeah.
They're so bad. These two teams are so bad this year that if you need a nap, tune in. It's what I call the Great American Pillow Fight. It's that football game this year.
Well, there you go. All right. So that sounds like
I know you were hoping for Hooters Girls and Victoria's Secrets, but that's not.
Well, you know, I love the chicken wings. Again, it's Ron Rademacher, everybody, waiting on the recount from People Magazine. Sexiest man alive. Thank God it wasn't Matt Lauer. He'd have a really bad day today. Sorry about that. Where can people find you, Ron?
MichiganMacros.com, and come and see me in person at Wings Over Kalamazoo this weekend. Thank you.
Wings Over Kalamazoo. You got to say it right. Anyhow, Ron Rademacher, always a pleasure. Love that guy. He's going to get lost now. We'll take a quick break and be right back right here on the Steve Gerber Show.